This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 21st of July. Nottinghamshire and Surrey opted against trying to force a positive result on the final day of their rain-affected match at Treadbridge. The home side had started the down 178 for 5, with Adam Voges and Chris Reid going well. They took the score to 229 before Voges was dismissed by John Lewis for 59, with Chris Reid falling 15 overs later for 98 as one of Stuart Meeker's 5 victims. They were all out for 328. In reply, Rory Burns and Jason Roy both breezed past 50, with the latter hitting 83 from only 50 balls to increase Surrey's bonus point haul. Andrew Adams ended with a 4 for 51 for Nottinghamshire, as Surrey closed on 252 for 6. Craig Key's veteran Somerset ensured that the championship is now a three-way battle after a thrilling final day at Taunton and they beat Warwickshire by 1 wicket. Key's better hit 152 from 170 balls to help Somerset chase down their target of 271, and helped them recover from a Chris Wokes double strike that left them on 15 for 3. He shared a crucial fourth wicket stand of 166 with Nick Compton, but Keith Barker kept the Bears in the hunt right until the end with 6 wickets. Earlier, Gamal Hussain had taken 5 for 48 to help Bob Warwickshire out for just 124 after they had been 66 for 3 overnight. There was also a dramatic finish on the final day at Arundel, as Sussex struggled to chase down a modest target of 94 against Durham. Steve McGoffin had helped wrap up the Durham at second innings for 93 to end with figures of 6 for 22, but his biggest contribution was yet to come. The home side collapsed to 50 for 7 as Chris Rushworth and Callum Thorpe starred, and has left to McGoffin and James Anion to hold their nerve and see their side home with an unbeaten 8 wicket stand of 21. In Division 2, Gloucestershire ended their pursuit of 222 on 209 for 8 against Leicestershire. They had dismissed the Foxes for 288 earlier in the day, as Ramnaresh Sarwan's 93 helped them set a defendable target. Dan Housego and Alex Gibbon both hit half centuries in the Gloucestershire run chase and shared a third wicket stand of 94, but Claude Henderson and Robbie Joseph took 7 wickets between them and the home side ended 13 short. Essex closed day 3 at Chelmsford on 102 for 2 in pursuit of 360 to win after a pair of enterprising declarations by the two captains. Hampshire's first innings had ended on 323 in the morning, while Essex declared on 18 for none in theirs. Jimmy Adams then ended Hampshire's second on 54 for none, to leave the home side needing 360 to win in around 150 overs. Opener Billy Godelman ended the day on 37 not out and was joined by stand-in captain Mark Bertini at the close. Glamorgan ended the penultimate day at Canterbury on 264 for 7 in their first innings, after Kent had declared theirs closed in its overnight position of 456 for 9. Jim Allenby made 86 and shared stands of 84 with Stuart Walters and 87 with Mark Wallace. No play was possible on the final day at Chesterfield, meaning that Yorkshire's match against Derbyshire was drawn.